As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And to be sure, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Thursday, January the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always with plenty of news, hard facts, certainly that, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. We'll talk about happiness in this broadcast. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Lots of that philosophically radical philosophies of law to discuss as well. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can always pick up the phone, call in throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, like Become Vocal Local, host@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains, again, 866-841-1065. Those numbers and much, much more can be found on oraclebroadcasting.com, the official webpage of this network. The 40th World Economics Forum in Davos is continuing. We might talk a little bit about that this morning, although not too much. Precious metals are stabilizing. We'll get into that in the Marker Report. We'll go back into our history of law, readings out of the philosophy of law and other sources. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Thursday, January the 28th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $2.80 after its rather low closing yesterday at $1,090. Silver up 2 cents at $16.61. Whatever happened to that $19 silver? Platinum moves up $14, recovering some of what it lost yesterday. It trades at $1,517 an ounce. And palladium up $9 at $422 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,084.70 for a low, $1,094.30 for a high. And at $1,090, your gold is up year-to-year, $204.30 for a 23.05% return on your investment. London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,091.75. We're a buck and three quarters below that right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 42 at 10,236. The NASDAQ was up 18 at 2,221. And the S&P up 5 at 1,098. In the crude oil markets this morning, they're pumping oil at $74.18 a barrel. For those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, it moves up 51 cents on the morning trade. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Much more to come today's broadcast.
Thank you. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, January the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls, your comments, your questions are always welcome. Let's go back in and close out that market report again for Thursday, January the 28th, 2010, where we find gold trading off at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, trading up $2.80 at $1,090 even. The silver market this morning, silver moved up 2 cents at $16.61 an ounce. Platinum up $14 at $1,517 an ounce. And palladium moves up $9 at $422 an ounce. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 42 at 10,236. The NASDAQ was up 18 yesterday, closing out at 2,221. And the S&P 500 closed up 5 at 1,098. The crude oil up 51 cents and early trading at $74.18 for those 42 gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index, the Intercontinental Exchange foreign product there, moves up 77 basis points on the strength of nothing, I would imagine, other than artificial pumping by the President's Working Group on Financial Markets, but they pumped it up a little bit higher, so it's now at 78.77, causing a lot of consternation in the precious metals market, certainly that. In the Forex, the forward exchange rates this morning, the Canadian dollar moves up 42 basis points, trades at 94 cents U.S., though even though it's going up, it's going down, if that makes sense to you. The Mexican peso, one of the most resilient numbers in our morning index, our little basket of currencies here for the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. The Mexican peso remains strong at 8 cents U.S. The euro drops 11 basis points, trades at $1.40 U.S. on its continuing downslide. The British pound moves up 50 basis points, trades at $1.63, and the Swiss franc off 17 basis points and trades at 95 cents U.S., down about 5 cents from where it was just a month or so ago. The yield in the bond market this morning, the 2-year bond is yielding 0.91%, going above 0.90 for the first time in weeks. The 10-year is at 3.67%, and the yield on the U.S. Treasury 30-year is at 4.58%. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year mortgage reverses the decline yesterday, moves up 4.66 from, it is, excuse me, it moves up from 4.59% a month ago to 4.66% this morning on that 15-year mortgage, and the 30-year drops a little bit, moving down from 5.28% a month ago to 5.16%. It's a market report for this morning, a little market news. Goldfields says that mine laws should be sustainable. Oh boy, we got sustainable development right off the bat this morning by Ron Derby off Bloomberg, January the 28th, new news. Goldfields Limited, Africa's second biggest producer of the metal, said any changes to South African mining law to encourage black investor participation should be quote-unquote sustainable. To avoid damaging the country's industry, I hope that sanity prevails, Nick Holland, chief executive officer, said in an interview in Johannesburg yesterday at the company's headquarters, quote, don't kill the goose that laid the golden egg. Well, smart plan, Nick. I hope they will listen to your sound advice. The government, mining companies, and labor unions will review South African legislation at a meeting in March. Minister of Mineral Resources Susan Shubangu said in November the industry had missed targets to increase black investment. Shares of companies that mine in South Africa plunged in 2002 when laws compelling them to sell assets to black owners were first reported. The ruling African National Congress Party passed legislation in 2004 forcing miners to sell 15% of their assets to black investors by 2009 and 26% by 2014. The measures are aimed at compensating for discrimination against blacks during apartheid, which ended in 1994. Quote, are we in for an unpleasant surprise? Is going to cause another wave of investor fatigue and investor retreat, close quote, said Holland. That's the risk. Jeremy Michaels, a spokesman for the Department of Minerals Resources, declined to comment. As far as industry concerns go, these are they. The real, here's a quote, the real concern in the industry is whether the goalposts are going to be moved, close quote, said Peter Leon, chairman of the Mining Law Committee of the International Bar Association, there's the IBA, he said that on a telephone interview from Cape Town, quote, it's up to government to allay concerns as best they can, close quote. Goldfields fell 25 cents or 0.3% to 91.75 rand at 10:40 a.m. in Johannesburg trading, valuing the company at 64.7 billion rand or 8.56 billion U.S., the stock fell 6.4% this year. South Africa produces almost four-fifths of the world's platinum, is the largest maker of ferrochrome, and the third biggest gold miner. Johannesburg-based Anglo Gold Ashanti Limited is Africa's biggest gold producer. If new measures are introduced following the March meeting, the government has to be, quote-unquote, realistic and reasonable on how long it'll take to implement them, Holland said. Measures put in place over a short period would, quote, be a recipe for disaster. Well, that out of Johannesburg, South Africa. Gold field says mining laws should be sustainable. On a slightly different note, considerably different note, actually, this by Ladan Nazeri off of Bloomberg, New News, Iran sentences 11 to death and hangs two over protests. And be careful there. Could be a dangerous profession to take up a bullhorn in Iran. January 28th, Bloomberg, New News, Iran hanged two of 11 people sentenced to death over their role in anti-government protests, the state-run Iranian student news agency said. Mohammad Reza Ali Zamani and Arash Rahmanipour were executed today after their sentences were confirmed by a Tehran appeals court, ISNA said, citing the Tehran prosecutor's office. The executions follow a crackdown by security forces to quell street protests that broke out in June when the disputed re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad led to the largest anti-government demonstrations in the 30-year history of the Islamic Republic. Authorities initially arrested about 4,000 activists, journalists, and protesters, and official figures show that 44 people were killed during the unrest. New York-based Human Rights Watch says the number may be, quote, much higher. The 11 people were convicted of offenses including seeking to overthrow the Islamic Republic and being members of anti-revolutionary armed groups, including the monarchist Kingdom Assembly of Iran and the People's Mujahideen, ISNA said. Rahmanipour's lawyer, Nasrin Sotoudeh, said her client had been arrested weeks prior to the June 12th election and had no role in the protests. Oh boy.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With Point pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., shattering paradigms, one show at a time.
Just a world of difference it is indeed over there in Iran. There's no question about that. Ali Zamani, who in October became one of the first people to be sentenced to death in connection with unrest, was charged with being a member of the Kingdom Assembly. He'd been convicted of enmity against God, state media said. Well, depends on who God is, I guess. Enmity against God. There, in another news story off Bloomberg. Another rather lengthy article. I'm going to try and cover some of this, though. It's important. Cheapest route to Walmart from China may skip Buffett's railway. Of course, we've reported in the past Warren Buffett taking a principal interest in the Union Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, all that. We'll talk about that in a moment. But he put a lot of chunk of change into this. You know, and as they say, he's a long-term thinker, not a short-term stinker. And so you got to wonder why. But here's the article. This has to do with the Panama Canal, of course. Remember Haiti's strategic location there on the end of the Panama Canal, nearest Florida, and ports in all places east. This article by Kyung-Yi Park and Eric Sabo off Bloomberg, New News. Chinese toys and sneakers. Oh, brother. Does it have to start that way? Makes America sound so stupid, senseless, flaccid. Chinese toys and sneakers headed to Walmart Stores Incorporated and Target Corporation on the U.S. East Coast may bypass Warren Buffett's $33.8 billion railway as the expansion of the Panama Canal slashes the cost of shipping them by sea. Now, how many of you knew that the Panama Canal was being expanded? The deeper, wider canal will allow AP Moller Maersk AS, China Ocean Shipping Cargo Group Company, and other lines to ship more cargo directly to New York and Boston instead of unloading it on the West Coast for trains and truck to finish the journey east. That could save exporters 30%, the canal operator said. Excuse me. Of course, we talked about this Moller Maersk lines and those being some of the largest shippers on the planet. But Costco is no slouch in that group either. But we look at this mini land bridge where we just bring material from China and all places east and south to places like Seattle and offload them there in the port of Seattle and load them onto flat cars and the backs of tractor trailers, you know, and then haul them away. That's called the mini land bridge. The stuff really never touches ground. It's still considered to be at sea under admiralty maritime law involved in all of that. But this mini land bridge has been doing a pretty good job, and yet, by altering the Panama Canal, they may be able to bypass Warren Buffett's purchase of the railway. Let's find out a little bit more about it. The $5.25 billion Panama Canal project, scheduled for completion during its centennial in 2014. In other words, it was finished in 1914, the year after the creation of the Federal Reserve Banking System, may take business from ports including Los Angeles and Seattle. That's just what Los Angeles and Seattle needs. And railroads, including Berkshire Hathaway, Inc.'s Burlington Northern Santa Fe Corporation. It costs as much as $1,000 more per cargo container to use trains than ships, said Lee Suk-ji, a shipbuilding analyst at Mirae Asset Securities Company in Seoul. Just put that into your mind. It costs as much as $1,000 more per cargo container to use ships or trains than ships. And all of you that are out there driving around today and over the weekend, as you see these trains go by, a mile and a half of train cars all loaded 2 to 4 high with these cargo containers, you just do the math. If it costs as much as $1,000 more per cargo container to use trains than ships, there may be strong incentive to get that canal job done and go around the other side as opposed to shipping everything by train. Of course, that should conceivably result in lower prices, right? Walmart always falling prices. One would hope so, but don't count on that. Will probably just increase somebody's bottom line. It won't be yours, most likely. It is inevitable that railways such as Burlington Northern will lose some of their cargo once the Panama Canal is expanded, said Ji Hyung-seok, a shipping analyst at NH Investment and Securities Company in Seoul, Korea. Quote, many more containers can be moved in a single voyage on a ship than going through to West Coast ports, he said. More cargo? China, poised to overtake Japan this year as the world's second biggest economy, may boost exports by 20% during the first quarter as the global economy recovers, according to Macquarie Securities Limited and Royal Bank of Scotland Group PLC. You want to find out a little bit more about China and their prominence moving up? You can go to www.weforum.org, the World Economic Forum, and this morning the Chinese delegation opened up the talks with a lengthy report translated for your convenience into English. Rather revealing discussions. There's certainly players on the global field today. China's COSCO Holdings Company, Asia's biggest shipping company by market value, and 14 other container lines said January the 14th, that they expect a quote-unquote significant increase in trans-Pacific cargo this year on rising U.S. consumer sentiment. On rising U.S. consumer sentiment. Perhaps we should have not any participation in that rising U.S. consumer sentiment. I know I'll be doing all that I can to continue boycotting the cheap Chinese plastic crap. China's COSCO rose 2.5%, the most since January the 19th, to Hong Kong $9.60 in Hong Kong trading. It's pretty cheap. Hong Kong $9.60 for China's COSCO stocks. Pretty cheap. Cheap. Good bargain. Good bargain. Good deal on them stocks, too. That prospective growth spurred Berkshire to pay $26 billion for the remaining 77.4% of Fort Worth-based Burlington Northern it didn't already own. Buffett, the Berkshire chairman, said the largest U.S. railroad would benefit from moving around more and more goods. The acquisition is pending and expected to be completed by March 31st. Remember, let's not lose sight of this, North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement and their highway and bridge and railroad and canal and pipeline systems that they have planned for development all through the heart of America and all of the feeder routes all across this country. Certainly, Warren Buffett is probably planning on being instrumental in supplying train service for that. I don't imagine that plan is going to go away anytime soon. Continuing a little bit more from the article here, and then we'll go on to another one. Burlington Northern customers in the Gulf of Mexico ports, that would be what? Cardenas? Including Houston and Galveston, Texas, may benefit from more traffic going through a wider canal. So we might see some of the material that was the goods that were expected to come from Europe coming into Louisiana, Houston, Galveston, other ports, because of this canal expansion, as opposed to coming into the West Coast ports. Buffett didn't respond to a comment or question. Burlington Northern spokesman Susan Lundberg, or Swan, Swan Lundberg, said trains deliver cargo from the West Coast to the East Coast as many as 9 days faster than ships using the canal. Well, Federal Express, right?
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
40 Hal from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And in a hot-off-the-press press release here out of Davos, Switzerland, President Lee Myung-bak of the Republic of Korea, who is the G20's chairman in 2010, will address the participants at the World Economic Forum annual meeting out of Davos, Switzerland, happening now. New news, W-E-F-O-R-U-M, We Forum, www.weforum.org. UN Special Envoy for Haiti, Bill Clinton, will lead a special session on how businesses can help Haiti in the aftermath of the earthquake. Global growth will also be a key topic with a plenary session looking at how emergency economies have caused a shift in economic growth. And the day, that's today, also marks the beginning of the 8th Open Forum, an opportunity for the public to debate issues of global concern with leaders from business, government, and civil society. And I can assure you, I spent hours yesterday watching these videos. I don't generally watch videos and those sort of things, but this is significant enough to watch it. And as smooth and as slick as these operators are, there was certainly not very much opportunity for the audience to ask questions, but the few questions that I did hear, I didn't mirror the smooth and suave deliveries of these captains of finance and industry. There are people that have serious questions, and they're looking for some serious answers. And so perhaps during the 8th Open Forum, the opportunity for the public to debate issues of global concern with leaders from business, government, and civil society, there might be some barbs and arrows cast around. I'll be going back up on the Internet and watching as much of that as I can, following it. It'll be running all the way through the weekend as well. Do take an opportunity. This is probably one of the more important meetings of the entire year happening right now in Switzerland. A little bit more out of this. Rail traffic is expected to continue growing, although probably at a slower rate in the past, Lundsberg said. Here's a quote. We know he doesn't make short-term investments, close quote, talking about Warren Buffett. Art Wong, the spokesman for the port in Long Beach, California, said of Buffett, quote, he must be making it because he thinks it's a great long-term investment. Mine makes you wonder whether the Chinese are laughing at Warren Buffett, but they're definitely making their plans to go around and bypass the internal transportation networks in this country, sticking with the ports, which they can exercise greater control over. About 43% of Asian cargo shipped to the East Coast ports, including Savannah, Georgia, and Jacksonville, Florida, goes through the Panama Canal, said Rodolfo Sabong, director of marketing for the Panama Canal Authority. That share may increase to 49% by 2025. Of course, yesterday, one of the presenters at the World Economic Forum was a minister of finance, forgive me for not remembering his name, from Mexico. Every day we report these foreign exchange rates, you know, and the Mexican peso has been 8 cents since the first rock was invented, apparently. It just stays right there. It doesn't seem to fluctuate at all. And probably good reason, if this gentleman that was talking, and I think he was, is responsible for their financial house, they got the ball handled real well. Let's put it that way. He wasn't sparing any juice as he was leveling his philosophical radicalism into the face of the boys from the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, and some of the other big players. Back to the article here. It will become less expensive overall to ship through the canal, Sabong said. Savings could go up to 30%. The expansion project, started in 2007, is building locks on both sides of the 50-mile canal, digging a new channel linking the locks and deepening the waterway connecting the Pacific Ocean with the Caribbean. New York's harbor, currently ships loading fewer than 5,000 20-foot boxes, use the canal. The expansion will accommodate vessels carrying about 12,600 containers and may generate cargo growth of about 5% a year, Sabong said. It will, of course, help reduce costs for exporters to the U.S., said Victor Fung, chairman of outsourcer Lee and Fung Limited, the world's biggest supply of toys, clothing, and furniture to retailers, including Walmart, Target, Macy's, Inc., and Marks and Spencer's Group, PLC. You ever wondered where all that Asian furniture comes from that seems to glut all of our furniture stores and suppliers all around the country? They're probably coming from Lee and Fung Limited. The company reported Hong Kong $46.3 billion in sales during the first half of last year, with 61% of that coming from the U.S. I guess we don't remember how to make fine Ethan Allen furniture in this country anymore. East Coast ports are all readying for the changes. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey is deepening more channels to 50 feet and considering options for a 78-year-old bridge between New Jersey and New York City that may be too low. I guess there's going to be a new bridge for sale in New York. Increasing numbers of big ships are anticipated at our port facilities following the expansion of the Panama Canal, and so on and so forth. Well, that's that news article. Here's one more, and then we'll go into some other material. Everybody knows the name of Joseph Stiglitz. He seems to be pretty much universally known, both in the independent media and in the regular media. This article, again off Bloomberg, Stiglitz, negative value on bankers means no Davos happiness. Happiness. You know, we talk about that here on the broadcast every day. If anybody can remember or understands or knows how the words "the pursuit of happiness" found their way into the Declaration of Independence, well, I'd almost offer you a free book if you can call in and tell me precisely how that came to be included in the Declaration of Independence. I've run that contest before. It never really had any winners. But I don't know whether the big media is paying attention to this little broadcast over here or not, but we're talking about happiness this morning, and if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not only in the right place at the right time, but you're not alone. Let's find out more about it. The one-time masters of the universe may need to become masters of self-delusion if they hope to find happiness along with their paychecks, Jacqueline Simmons and Ian Katz write for Bloomberg. Bankers created, quote-unquote, negative value with innovations such as mortgages that homeowners couldn't afford, said Nobel laureate Joseph E. Stiglitz, who is speaking today at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, on the economics of happiness. Can you imagine that, my friends? The economics of happiness, the pursuit of happiness principle. Are you happy? Don't worry. Be happy. Most people, here's a quote, most people try to see what they do as having intrinsic worth, said Stiglitz, 66, a professor of economics at that socialist hotbed, Columbia University in New York. Quote, the fact that there's no evidence doesn't bother them. If you keep it to a high-level discussion, you don't have to look at the gizzards of what you actually did, and you can feel better about yourself. The psyche of bankers and the subject of executive pay will be on the examining tables at this year's gathering of the world's power brokers in the Swiss ski resort, as they have been in boardrooms and on newspaper front pages since the start of the worst financial crisis in 70 years. And two sessions related to compensation are scheduled for today. There was one yesterday, and I watched it. One panel, titled Rethinking Compensation Models, features Peter Weinberg, a founding partner of Perella Weinberg Partners LP, and Shermeet Banerjee, chief executive officer of Booz and Company. Like to work there? What do you do for a living? I work down at Booz. All right. A corporate consulting firm, Stiglitz. Mathieu Ricard, a Buddhist monk based in Nepal. You'd really be getting right down there, aren't they? Bring out the Birkenstocks and your chiffon robes, finger bells and all that. Hare Krishna. And Nariman Beharavajesh, chief economist at IHS Global Insight in Lexington, Massachusetts, will speak at a dinner billed as the economics of happiness. I assure you, that's not going to be one of those rubber chicken jobs. I don't imagine that's the kind of food these people eat, even when they dine out. Demoralized profession? Two-thirds of Americans say they have an unfavorable view of financial executives. Count me in that number. Making bankers less popular than lawyers or members of Congress. Can you believe it, folks? Bankers now less popular than lawyers or members of Congress. I really didn't know whether that was possible, but I guess it has. According to a Bloomberg national poll taken in December, more than half of those surveyed said big financial companies are only out to enrich themselves and shouldn't have received government aid. Well, there is that angle. Pick that angle of the dangle up on the other side of this break.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're pondering on the economics of happiness and the Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz's comments about that. He's going to be speaking about happiness at Davos, Switzerland. Why don't we go to Davos, Switzerland and hear George Soros, another one of these fellows, in an interview here with CNBC with, let's just listen to it. See if we this is a mess.
With HSBC Hold on. Premier, we can help you plan for your retirement.
You got to go through these commercials. These guys are just absolutely shameless.
Giving you the latitude to explore all the world has to offer.
This is a
HSBC,
nice little commercial.
The world's local bank.
All right. Can't get away from here. We go. CNBC, George Soros.
I am standing here right now with investor George Soros to talk a little about the environment and what he's doing right now. George, good to have you on the program.
It's a pleasure.
Welcome back, and it is good to see you. They were having a discussion about the broad economy and particularly the threat that perhaps Greece represents. Let me get your take on that. Are you worried about the debacle in Greece, the debacle in Iceland, and the possibility of ripple effects throughout the Eurozone and the world?
Yeah, it is a matter of concern, but I'm pretty confident that Greece will do whatever it is necessary to meet the conditions that the ECB sets, because it is of such great advantage to Greece to be able to borrow and the bonds can then be deposited at the ECB and borrowed against, that they will not want to lose it. So they've made some steps. There is a lot of domestic resistance. The old guard of the Socialist Party doesn't want to give up its privileges. But I'm pretty confident they'll pull through. And when I look at, let's say, how Hungary turned around in 6 months, I think Greece will do it.
That's a great point, actually, about Hungary. Let me ask you about the backstops there. Do you expect that they're going to need to lean on Germany, the IMF, in terms of the backstop for Greece? Are you expecting that they will need international support?
Well, I think that they might lean on Germany, but Germany is not in a mood to be the deep pocket for what they consider profligate southern and neighbors. So I think it will be the European Central Bank and the conditions that they set.
What are your thoughts on the UK right now? I mean, obviously we've got an election coming up, David Cameron making the case that he's going to make a real change in the economic landscape. Do you believe that? Do you expect that we will see a real change coming to the UK?
I don't have any firm view, honestly.
Okay. Let me switch gears. In Copenhagen, and you talked about your proposal as a way to fund CO2 cuts. Talk to us a little about that and how rich nations might tap into that special currency.
Yeah. Well, the Copenhagen, let's face it, was a bust. It was a disappointment. But I think that the global warming or the climate change doesn't go away, and we have to deal with it. And it's, of course, very difficult now with each country under pressure at home to make any large grants or financing to the less developed world. So I put forward a plan that they can use the special drawing rights they received in the last distribution, for which they have no use because their credit is good enough, to lend it back to the IMF. And then the IMF can use it to set up a green fund that would finance investments for clean energy and infrastructure, agriculture, and so on. And then the IMF would be responsible for paying the interest. And that could be then financed either by the developed world picking up that cost, which is actually tiny, through their overseas development assistance programs, or the IMF, or they could authorize the IMF to use its gold reserves to pay the interest. And the amounts involved are insignificant, and as long as the countries that lend it to the IMF have the IMF as a counterparty, there is no credit risk. So therefore, their national accounts would not be burdened. It works. It has already been done for $4 billion by France and England lending to the IMF. So it could be done with $100 billion. And that would be a significant enough money to jumpstart new projects in the less developed world.
Well, there you go, folks. We're going to use our developing countries' money to jumpstart these projects by picking up the interest burden on loans made to the IMF from developing countries from money that was given to them by the developing countries in the first place. And it goes around and around and around and around. But, you know, we have to be very aware because even though, as George Soros says, Copenhagen, let's face it, was a bust, climate change and man-made global warming isn't going to go away. So that's going to be in the cards. Let's go back and consider a little bit more happiness from the standpoint, at least, of bankers. This again, off of Bloomberg, talking about Joseph Stiglitz. He's going to be talking today with the Buddhist monk and others. Two-thirds of Americans, again, say they have an unfavorable view of financial executives, making bankers less popular than lawyers or members of Congress. Let's drop down a bit here. Now we're going to take our handkerchiefs out and start wringing them for the bankers. This is a demoralized profession where bankers are seeing themselves as stigmatized, said Nigel Nicholson, a professor at the London Business School. I don't imagine that's the same as the London School of Economics unless they've changed the name. And a psychologist who advises going off to school saying, who advises banks on motivational techniques. Okay? This Nigel Nicholson, he's a psychologist. He advises banks on motivational techniques. And it's kind of like the morning seance, you know. Of course, we talked about the Church of Scientology that wants to put an end to psychology globally. But this idea here is, here's a quote, it's gotten to a point where they, the bankers, don't really want their children to go off to school saying, yeah, my dad's a banker. Can you imagine? This is new news. This is Bloomberg. I didn't write this stuff. Goldman, I mean, they hire psychologists to work with the bankers. It's okay. It's just a disease. It's just called greed, brother. It's all right. Give more to charity. Donate to humanitarian relief. Send $1 million to Haiti. You'll sleep better at night. It's okay. Don't think about all those millions of people in America out of work. Don't think about all of those people that are putting their furniture out on the street. All those foreclosed homes. Don't worry about that. Tent cities happen everywhere. It's all right, brother. It's just a disease called banking. Goldman sucks, right? Like a parasitic tick you can't find in the middle of your back. Some banks have responded to criticism about near-record compensation. Goldman Sachs Group Inc. set aside $16.2 billion to pay employees, the smallest portion of revenue since the firm went public in 1999. Yes, they've been setting aside 16 and more billion for a long time. New York-based bank subtracted $519 million from its compensation pool in the fourth quarter and made $500 million in charitable donations. That's the way to solve it, isn't it? You go from $16.2 billion and you take $519 million away from the boys. What's that? One less cafe latte and one less massage a week? J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, the second biggest U.S. bank by assets, slashed the proportion of revenue set aside for compensation at its investment bank in the fourth quarter to 11%, reducing the full-year portion to 33% from 62% in 2008. Lots of percentages here. Lots of numbers. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company. Morgan Stanley went the other way, allocating 62% of revenue for compensation in 2009, the highest ratio in more than a decade. With lower revenue and more employees than Goldman Sachs, it ended up paying less on the average than its rival did, $235,193 compared with $498,246. Well, pick it all up right there on the other side of this top of the hour break. Be back in a couple of moments. Close this article out. Gross national happiness.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, January the 28th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, indeed, and in fact, my name is William Roberts. It'll be William Roberts tomorrow as well. Yes, it was yesterday. Going back into our discussion, the first hour, covering a lot of news articles here this morning, lots of different kinds of news in the news. Certainly, what's happening in Davos, the World Economic Forum, is forefront on my mind. These are the master blasters, the global public-private partnership that seems to be wrought havoc on the people of the world. And so certainly we're going to pay close attention to that today and tomorrow. I hope you will take the time to visit www.weforum.org, and browse around a little bit. Find out what some of these globalists are talking about. It's going to have a dramatic impact on our lives. Of course, you can always run around and follow the guys with the bullhorn and try and find out what's happening on the outside of the Bilderberg meetings, but we can go inside at the World Economic Forum and see at least what they're talking about in public. You'll never be in any of those closed meetings, backroom deal-making and things like that, but you wouldn't really expect that anyway. Going back to our article here, finishing up a little bit in this idea about happiness, the pursuit of happiness. What is the pursuit of happiness? And why the bankers today need to have psychiatrists just to make it through the day without lynching themselves in the hall closet. Excessive pay. We think excessive CEO pay is just a symptom that the board of directors is no longer doing its job, close quote, said Richard Trumka, president of the AFL-CIO Labor Federation in the U.S., who was originally scheduled to be on the panel about compensation. Well, he must have handed his 3x5 guards to someone else because someone else covered that for him. I heard him talking about it yesterday, trying to point to the boards of directors at these banks saying, why aren't you doing your job? Why aren't you doing your job? Well, the board of directors, what is the board of directors going to do? They sit there and they fold their hands politely and they know that they're getting paid so many dollars per hour to sit there and compensation for traveling there. And they're thinking about what's going to go on in the hotel room and the restaurant later after the meeting. And they really couldn't give a flip. After all, it's going to be up to somebody else. But there's a lot of pressure that's being placed today on the boards of directors of these various banks. Certainly coming from the American Federation of Labor, CIO, AFL-CIO. That's a big story in itself, you know. Go back and look at Gompers and that bunch. And just socialist pukes. But anyway, that's not for me to say. Union labor has a place, I suppose, in a socialist society. They're allowing management to get off and actually control the company without any checks by them. It's a symptom that the board needs to be brought back into place. And we're pointing at symptoms, running around after symptoms, wringing our handkerchiefs over the victims rather than dealing with the disease itself, that toxic currency that has infected the entire planet. Trumka, 60, whose federation has 11 million members and who makes $260,781 a year himself, decided not to attend Davos so he could focus on the U.S. health care debate, according to the AFL-CIO spokesman, Eddie Vail. Eddie Vail. Sounds like he ought to be a performer. Eddie Vail. Easterlin paradox. In recent months, politicians have targeted new fees and taxes at banks that got public bailouts. And then it goes on, talks about slapping people on the hands. A little slap here, a little slap there. Don't expect it to pay off, my friends. Not going to happen. We need to talk about gross national happiness, and we'll do that right after this for our sponsors. Be right back.
Forty Howell from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, I don't mean to tell you, but they're going to have shrinks wrapping up all of these bankers before the end of this meeting in Davos. You can be sure of that. This is all about excessive CEO pay. Today is going to be a big day on that. We think excessive CEO pay, again, is just a symptom that the board of directors is no longer doing its job and more. In recent months, politicians, again, have targeted new fees and taxes at banks that got public bailouts. And why the heck? Hey, shouldn't they? I guess. I really don't like to see government intruding into the private sector at all. maybe the banks do need to have their boards of directors keep a little closer track on what the people are doing. But anyway, this is going to get to be a weirder story than you might guess. The objective here is to have a conversation on whether executives are paid too much, said Booz Banerjee. The vilification of bankers has gone too far. The bankers had a big role to play in this crisis, but as far as bringing the world to its knees, they're good, but they're not that good. They're good, but they're not that good. The bankers are not able to bring the world to its knees. They're good, but they're not that good. In this crisis, there's going to be a crisis. I must have heard the word crisis used about 30 times in those various videos that I listened to yesterday. But as Rahm Emanuel and Hillary Clinton says, you know, you never want to let a good crisis go to waste. So I guess they're going to not allow this crisis to go to waste. And they're going to have a seance with the bankers. The big question, the question of whether bigger bonuses can make bankers happier. Get your dictionaries out. Look up the word happy. What is happy anyway? My mother used to just be, she used to say she was absolutely sick of the use of the word happy. Everyone's wanting to be happy. Be happy, don't worry, right? Happy. What is happy anyway? The vilification of bankers having gone too far. We're trying to figure out whether or not bankers can be made happier. But the idea of getting bankers' happiness on the menu at the Economics of Happiness dinner is the big deal here. The Economics of Happiness dinner, they're going to have the Economics of I can't believe this, that I'm actually reading this, all right, but that I even take time to read it on air. But it's important. Here's Joseph Stiglitz again. Now, this is Bharavesh. Bharavesh. This would be the monk, maybe. If bankers' pay rises to $20 million from $10 million, quote, the increase in happiness is not twice as much as when he was making $10 million, Bharavesh said. It's probably less than 5% higher. One would have to ask, how do you know, Bharavesh? How do you know how much happier a person would be if they were being paid $20 million versus $10 million? How can you say that their happiness is only 5% higher? I can assure you. You give me an extra $10 million bonus, and I will be one happy little creature. Anyway, Stiglitz, who advocates a broader measure of gross domestic product and takes social well-being into account. Social well-being. It's all about emotions, isn't it? How do you feel about that, my friend? How do you feel about $20 million as a bonus as opposed to $10 million? Oh, I only feel about 5% happier. Well, would 25% put a smile on your face? Okay, well, going on into this again, in his report to Sarkozy, Stiglitz pointed to the inadequacies of statistics. A driver stuck in traffic would use more gasoline, increasing GDP without creating an improvement in well-being, he said. Similarly, time spent doing household work can improve well-being without showing up in national output. Gross national happiness? Sarkozy, who ordered the French National Statistics Office, INSEE, to come up with a new array of measurements, isn't the only global leader who has questioned current metrics for wealth. They're studying how happy you're going to be, depending on how much money you get paid. I think the Bible has something to talk about that, isn't it? You know, the love of money being the root of all evil. Barry the Usurper raised the issue during his campaign, but everyone forgot. I'll just forget it as well. After 30 years of applying this ancient principle, well, let's go into the rest of it. So far, some banks, and at least one country, Bhutan, have used quality of life indicators as a measure of a nation's success and as an alternative to gross domestic product. Bhutan employs an economic model it calls gross national happiness, the GNH. We've talked about gross domestic product. We used to talk about gross national product. But in Bhutan, of course you couldn't find Bhutan with two hands, a flashlight, and a good map, Bhutan employs an economic model it calls gross national happiness. After 30 years of applying this ancient principle, probably something they picked up from Sun Tzu, we've discovered it's more important than gross domestic product. After all, this sounds like something that you'd get out of Maurice Strong, Agenda 21, it's not about having more, it's about being more, isn't it? How is your gross national happiness doing this morning? GNH, gross national happiness, is a method of balancing sustainable growth against the often damaging results of rampant wealth. Now, yeah, I've been suffering from rampant wealth all my life. It just got up and left me somewhere along the trail. The Happy Planet Index. The Happy Planet Index. Talking about the pursuit of happiness this morning, as we love to do on this broadcast. Compiled by the London-based New Economics Foundation, an independent group promoting alternative forms of economic thinking, ranks Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic, next door neighbor to Haiti, by the way, and Jamaica, as the countries with the highest happiness rankings. Among 143 countries surveyed in 2009, remember, Haiti is the poorest country on the planet, and the Dominican Republic is its next door neighbor, sharing the same island, probably not all that much higher on the list. But the Happy Planet Index, I ain't making it up, folks. The website's up there. You can just Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, or web ferret it up. It isn't much of a website, but this is a group compiled by the London-based New Economics Foundation. You're not going to like their new economics. Anyway, ranked Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic, and Jamaica as the countries with the highest happiness rankings among 143 countries surveyed in 2009. The U.S. ranked 114th and Zimbabwe last. We're just not happy here. We're not happy. They hate us for our lack of happiness. The HPI, the Happy Planet Index, takes into account factors such as life expectancy, life satisfaction, and resource consumption. Paid in marbles, the article concludes. Two economists at the University of Pennsylvania, where Esterlin taught when he wrote his study, challenged the paradox in 2008, citing studies showing that people in richer countries were happier than the residents of poorer ones. Niall Ferguson, a professor of history at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and author of The Ascent of Money, A Financial History of the World, says the debate over whether money makes you happy remains open-ended. It's a closed game, Ferguson said, involving an elite group of people, and the satisfaction comes from winning the game, Ferguson said. Those with the most gain satisfaction from that. They could be paid in marbles so long as they get more than the other guy. So I guess it's all about having more, not being more. We'll conclude on that. When we come back, we'll go into the philosophy of law.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
I think we are having some little technical difficulty there in the background. Might be, maybe not. We'll just continue to peruse the screen and see how things are going. Looks like we seem to be connected, even though we've been having some warping and various and sundry other things. You know, as we reported earlier on Iran sentencing 11 to death and hanging 2 over protests, we can see that it's not always such a good thing when you are convicted in some countries of enmity against God. Enmity against God. We've been looking at The Philosophy of Law by Martin P. Golding, Prentice Hall publication, published back in 1975. And in this segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about that and go into the natural law, moving from legal positivism, or whatever the prince says has the force of law, and the idea that the lawmakers or the lawgivers would actually pass legislation that would be binding or obligatory on themselves. We'll move into the natural law a little bit here. But in this context, the author's right, a discussion of a passage in Blackstone's Commentaries, that would be Blackstone's Commentaries on the Laws of England. And folks, if you've never availed yourself to those writings, you might take a look at it. They are very interesting. I have the 4-volume set, which was not cheap, but it was a hardbound. It comes from the University of Chicago Press. Can't remember the price I gave for it, but it's a nice box set. And of course, there's what could be more important in your library than Blackstone's Commentaries on the Laws of England, upon which so much of our law is based, at least originally, the whole common law of England. But the context is a discussion of a passage in Blackstone's Commentaries according to which human laws are of no validity if they are contrary to the laws of God. Now, how many times in the patriot community have you heard that phrase? Often, no doubt. Now, says Austin, If this means that positive laws ought to be framed so as to conform to divine law, he would agree. But Blackstone seems to mean that a law which conflicts with divine law is not binding or obligatory, and therefore is not a law. And this is stark nonsense, as anyone who violates the law, a law on this ground, will be shown when the threatened punishment is inflicted upon him. From this, it would seem that Austin identifies the bindingness of the law with its enforceability. So again, if law is not enforceable, then it has no bind or bound on the people. You can write anything you want in your big book, Mr. Prince, but unless we the people, and unless our local sharifs will enforce it, it has no value. It just falls, it becomes of none effect, I guess would be a way to say it. So the laws of God, whose index is the principle of utility, that's capital P, capital U now, the principle of utility, that's the utilitarian side of things. The laws of God, whose index is the capital P, principle of capital U, utility, are uncertain, so that what appears pernicious to one person may appear beneficial to another. Austin therefore concludes that to proclaim generally that, quote, all laws which are pernicious or contrary to the will of God are void and not to be tolerated, is to preach anarchy. Well, yeah. We made a rather lengthy study on anarchy here on this broadcast, and we find that unless you desire to be ruled by men, you need to be ruled by God, and an anarch is one that says no arcs, no archists, please, no thank you. We don't want the archons. We don't want that old ancient family of Codrus ruling us. Christ advised his followers and disciples to be anarchs without archists, without the arches, the triumphant ark of Titus and others, the Ark of the Triumph, etc. It is to preach anarchy, so he's not far off. With this statement, Austin comes very close to revealing himself as a crypto-idealist. To use the late Felix Cohen's terms, that is, he seems to invest all laws with a kind of moral imperative. Certainly we could visit with Immanuel Kant and look at his categorical imperative there as well. If this is Austin's view, he seems to invest all laws with a kind of moral imperativeness. The law is the law. It is morally binding, and there is a moral duty to obey it. The law is the law. It is morally binding, and there is a moral duty to obey it. How much of the national debt do you owe, my friends, when they put up the national debt clock and they let the little numbers spin? Do you actually owe any of that debt? Were you party to that contract? Did someone enter you in without your consent or assent into that contract? When they come up with some hairball piece of legislation in Washington, the District of Criminals, does that law morally bind you just because it exists? Do you have a moral duty to obey it? Well, that's John Austin's view. Legal obligation is more than just enforceability. Austin has transformed his legal positivism into an ideology, as Professor Norberto Bobbio would put it. Now we're going to go into the natural law theory, and we'll start with St. Thomas Aquinas. And this, again, is still out of our same book, The Philosophy of Law. We'll continue this for a little bit. Martin P. Golding wrote the author here. It may be possible to save Austin by the introduction of a few apt distinctions, but we will not pursue the matter further. Austin was a member of a long line of thinkers who emphasized the will, quote-unquote, will, element in lawmaking, rather the will of the people, the will of the legislator, the will of the prince. Whatever the prince wills has the force of law. Let us now turn to a natural law theorist, St. Thomas Aquinas. And if you've never looked at any of his writings, I would recommend that you do so if this kind of material is at all interesting to you. There's the basic writings of St. Thomas Aquinas, the Anton C. Pegus edition, New York, Random House, 1954, that I could point to, and others in my library. But St. Thomas Aquinas, let us now turn to a natural law theorist, St. Thomas Aquinas. His tradition emphasized the reason element, the reason. Remember, we talked about Heraclitus, the rationale, the reason, the logos. And that, again, goes right back to John 1 out of the New Testament, out of the Gospels, the Gospel of St. John there. In the beginning was the Word. That's logos, that's rationale, that's reason. So again, St. Thomas Aquinas, his tradition emphasizes the reason element. The heart of his position is this. As Augustine says, this is a quote from that book, Summa Theologica, or Summa Theologia. As Augustine says, that which is not just seems to be no law at all. Hence, the force of a law depends on the extent of its justice. Every human law has just so much of the nature of law as it is derived from the law of nature. But if in any point it departs from the law of nature, it is no longer a law, but a perversion of law. We may have had a problem here. Let me just go back over here and see if we can do this quickly. Well, no, it's showing me that we're still on. So, even though that connection was reset, having a little bit of technical errors here. There we go. That's back in place again. We'll go into the break, reconnect, reset it up again, and come back in looking at St. Thomas Aquinas from his Summa Theologica.
And real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Forty Howe from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. Seems everything has been restored and is functioning as it ought to be. Let's continue again back to St. Thomas Aquinas. He's referring to Augustine in this quotation. As Augustine says, that which is not just seems to be no law at all. Hence, the force of a law depends on the extent of its justice. Every human law has just so much of the nature of law as it is derived from the law of nature. But if, and in any point, it departs from the law of nature, it is no longer a law, but a perversion of law. And so, we enter this new idea, as opposed to the will of the lawgiver, or the will of the prince, into this idea that law can be examined on the basis of reason. And when you think about St. Thomas Aquinas, and he's looking back at Augustine, we can also go back over and look back at Sir Edward Coke. Now, of course, Sir Edward Coke preceded Blackstone. My memory serves me correct. I should be right on that. And here, out of Sir Edward Coke's Law, Liberty, and Parliament, this is a Liberty Fund book, we find these words. This bears comparison with Coke's celebrated definition of law. Quote, reason is the life of the law, Coke wrote. Nay, the common law itself is nothing else but reason, which is to be understood of an artificial perfection of reason gotten by long study, observation, and experience, and not of every man's natural reason. And so, in order to come to a knowledge of law and an understanding of this, as so long ago Sir Edward Coke wrote, that it is an artificial perfection of reason gotten by long study, observation, and experience, and not just of every man's natural reason. This legal reason is summa ratio. And therefore, if all the reason that is dispersed into so many several heads were united into one, yet could he not make such a law as the law in England is, because by many succession of ages it has been found or fined and refined by an infinite number of grave and learned men, and by long experience grown to such perfection for the government of this realm, as the old rule may be justly verified of it. And then he gives some more Latin, which I'll spare you. No man out of his own private reason ought to be wiser than the law, which is the perfection of reason. So in these words, Sir Edward Coke is bringing forward a caution about rapid, intransigent changes in law, making law fit the day, even if it contravenes the law of ages prior. We talked about that lack of certainty, that element of confusion that is brought in when the lawgivers just start pulling things out of the hat, wrong hat. That both lawyers and rhetoricians stress the artifice of their discipline shows a common emphasis on professional rigor, consistent with a robust self-esteem. Both locate the individual talent within a professional tradition and insist that the individual perspective is constrained and bounded by professional consensus. Accomplishment is acquired by long study, the student's self-familiarization with the community's outlooks and conventions, and no single perspective should or can be considered to outweigh the common agreement. And although we cannot immediately find in those words the concept of the greatest good of the greatest number principle or the happiness principle, we can see here in the writings of Sir Edward Coke, in reflection of the laws of England, the idea that the greatest good of the individual or the greatest good of the community outweighs that even of the individual. And there's more involved in all of that. So when you look at communitarian law and community policing and things like that, it has ancient roots if you know where to look to find them. Dropping down a little bit further here, we can immediately note, now this is back to the philosophy of law by Golding, we can immediately note that for Aquinas, positive laws have a coercive power. They're backed up by sanctions. Let's find out a little bit more about that. A law, according to Aquinas, is an ordinance of reason for the common good, promulgated by him who has the care of the community. As we understand more and more about communitarianism, we need to be very aware of this word community and what its history is in law. This general definition is meant to apply to four kinds of law: eternal, divine, natural, and human or positive law, human law. Eternal law is God's law for the governance of the universe, in the whole and in its parts. Divine law directs human beings to their supernatural end, the vision of God, while natural law directs them to their earthly goal, which is happiness. I'll say it again. While natural law directs them to their earthly goal, which is happiness. And so when we say that if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, and we ask the question, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, how did that find its way into the Declaration of Independence? Could it be possibly in the mind of Thomas Jefferson and James William and Wilson and Benjamin Franklin and the others that sat down to pen that document? Is it possible what they were really saying was life, liberty, and the natural law? After all, they had invoked the laws of nature and nature's God just above that phrase in the Declaration, possibly. So while natural law then directs them to their earthly goals, which is happiness, human law governs human beings as members of the particular communities to which they belong. And our focus in this study is on the third and the fourth kinds, as the divine law and the natural law. We can immediately note that for Aquinas, positive laws have a coercive power. That is to say, they're backed up by sanctions. And when we have our human laws all around the planet, we back up our United Nations law, our un-nations laws, with coercive power called sanctions. This is apparently contained in the notion of having, quote, the care of the community. The care of the community, again, communitarian law. It brings out the difference between offering advice on how social and personal ends are to be attained and legislating on these ends. Again, it brings out the difference between offering advice on how social and personal ends are to be attained and legislating on these ends. In other words, it's not just walking by your house and seeing your lawn all full up with weeds. Maybe you're just too busy to get the lawnmower out, or maybe you've hurt your back, or your lawnmower won't start, and saying, hey, brother, I notice your lawn needs mowing. Would you like me and the other fellows in the neighborhood here to come by and trim it when we've got our lawn boys up and running? Oh, no, no, that's all right. That's all right. Thank you for the offer. I'll be after it soon enough. As opposed to having some code enforcement officer come by and cite your for a daily charge of $100 or $200 for every day that your lawn is above the 4-inch maximum. So again, it brings out the difference between offering advice on how social and personal ends are to be attained and legislating on these ends when we get involved with this idea of the care of the community. Thus, a way is provided for distinguishing between morality and the laws of a society, though they are related. But at the time of this writing, at the time St. Thomas Aquinas was writing, at the time when he was trying to deal with the emergence, the reawakening, where the Moors and the Hebrew boys were bringing all of these writings from Greece and from the Orient into circulation, writings that had been hidden for a long time, and they were at variance to the teachings of the Catholic Church, and they were trying to figure out some way of harmonizing these, which eventually St. Thomas Aquinas did. He couldn't find anything wrong with those teachings, really. And that was the beginning of what became known as humanism, which we talked about yesterday. So anyway, I'm going to this break here. When we come back from it, on the other side, we'll take a little bit more of a look on the natural law theory, according to St. Thomas Aquinas. Stay with us.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We've returned, and I certainly do hope that you value or at least can appreciate the information that comes out on this broadcast on a regular basis. When we get into these legal issues, the law, history, and things like that, I know for many that it just goes right over your head. But again, take advantage of the archives. They're there for your use, for your pleasure, for your enjoyment, and to share with others. There's lots of material in this particular, rather, getting longer and longer series, and it's going to continue for some time. We'll weave it in and around other things, but the story of law is fascinating. The history of law is fascinating. It's every bit as important today as the economy and the environment as we study more and more and get to understand what is sustainable development. But certainly, when Lewis Mumford sat down to write on urban renewal as home remedies for urban cancer, published years ago, he quotes Henry Adams as having said this: law disappears as a priori principle and gives place to force. Morality becomes police, and disintegration overcomes integration. Rather interesting observation. That's one to get off the archives, maybe make a note of it, and then ponder it. It's quite a statement, to be certain. But back to our natural law, the theory, from St. Thomas Aquinas in this section of the Philosophy of Law by Golding. Thus, let's go. It brings out the difference between offering advice on how social and personal ends are to be attained and legislating on these ends. Thus, a way is provided for distinguishing between morality and the laws of a society, though they are related. But in contrast to a positivistic view, it is not this coercive backing which characterizes the laws as laws, according to Aquinas. Laws possess their directive power, their authority to govern conduct, insofar as they are grounded on reason, reasonableness, the reasonableness of the legislator, the legislative intent, reason. It is in virtue of this that the pronouncements of the lawmaking agency impose obligations and exist as valid laws in the society. Now, we'll continue with that tomorrow. But I want to stop and take a little bit more modern side to this now. This again, back out of Dillevaux and Howard's Principles of Business Law, Chapter 6, Non-Judicial Methods for Resolving Conflicts. There is the, admonition in the Bible that before you get embroiled in a lawsuit, lawyers, we read about that out of Luke yesterday, woe unto you lawyers, until you find yourself embroiled in a lawsuit, that it might be better to go and negotiate with your neighbor and try and resolve the conflict out of law. And if that meeting doesn't work, go back with the second witness, and if necessary, three or four, and bring brethren from your local voting precinct group and come back and try and speak reason to the person that has got a problem with you. Try and get it resolved. Well, courts realize that, and there are non-judicial methods for resolving conflicts, especially in the laws of commerce under the Uniform Commercial Code, and these are they. But we'll give you a little bit of the introduction to this chapter and in the closing minutes of the broadcast. Introduction. Again, this is Chapter 6. The authors write, back in 1970, in our society there are a variety of methods which can be used to resolve conflicts and disputes. The most common is by a compromise or settlement agreement between the parties to the dispute. A compromise. Although I'd always caution you not to compromise your principles for relationship. But, again, they say the most common is a compromise or a settlement agreement between the parties to the dispute. Conflicts and disputes which are not settled by agreement between the parties may be resolved by litigation. A third important method for resolving conflicts and disputes is known as arbitration. Arbitration is the submission of a controversy to a non-judicial body for a binding decision. The legal principles applicable to compromise agreements and arbitration will be discussed in this chapter. I don't know about y'all, but if you ever find yourself in a small claims court and you prevail or fail in that small claims court, you may be asked if you would consider submitting to arbitration rather than having the court rule on something, so that you could then leave the courtroom and sit with a third-party arbitrator and see whether or not you, the two parties or more, could come to some agreement, some compromise. And it happens frequently these days. Here's a little bit more on compromises and settlements. Most disputes are resolved by the parties involved without resort to lawyers or courts for assistance. Only a small fraction of the disputes in our society end up in court or even in a lawyer's office. There are a multitude of reasons why compromise is so prevalent a technique for settling disputes. Some of the reasons may be described as personal and others as economic. The desire to compromise is a part of human nature and may be considered to be almost a matter of instinct. Many persons have a fundamental dislike for trouble and a fear of quote-unquote going to court. The moral and ethical values of a majority of society encourage compromise and settlement. The opinion of persons other than parties to a dispute is often influential and is a motivating force in many compromises. Thus, both internal and external forces exist which encourage people to settle their differences amicably, which ostensibly is the foundation for having a State Department. In our federal system, where the Secretary of States go around and try and compromise, you know, dialoguing to consensus around the world rather than going immediately to force of arms or sanctions or other methods. Compromise, back to the text, and settlement of disputes is also encouraged by the economics of many situations. Lawsuits are expensive to both parties. As a general rule, each party must pay his own attorney's fees and the losing party must pay the court costs. As a matter of practical economics, the winning party in a lawsuit is a loser to the extent of the fees he must pay his attorney. At least two additional facts of economic life encourage businesses to settle disputes. First, businesses must be concerned with its public image and the goodwill of its customers. While the motto, quote, the customer is always right, close quote, is not universally applicable today, the influence of the philosophy it represents cannot be underestimated. The customer's always right. Beat the hell out of this customer? Let's just settle with him. Give him a new lawnmower, for goodness sakes. Second, juries are frequently sympathetic to individuals who have suits against large corporations or defendants who are covered by their insurance. And again, if you go up and look at the forum today, the World Economic Forum out of Davos, Switzerland, you're going to find that there are a lot of people that have traveled to Davos, Switzerland because they're not very pleased with the dirty stick that's been handed to them, Iceland and others. And so the bankers would probably rather settle some of these disputes at Davos than in courts of law. Juries, again, are frequently sympathetic to individuals who have suits against large corporations or defendants who are covered by insurance. Close questions of liability as well as the size of verdicts are more often than not resolved against business concerns because of their presumed ability to pay. As a result, businesses seek to settle disputes rather than submit them to a jury for decision. We hear the story about people bringing back items to Wally World and Target and the other stores that are out there. They come in, they've got the boxes all opened up, and they've obviously played with the toy or whatever. But some reason or another, they want to get their money back. They had 30 days of fun at Christmas, and now they want their money back. Well, rather than trying to drag the people off to the court, they just have a patient cashier standing there and giving people their money back, taking the loss themselves, because it's cheaper to just hand money across the counter than it is to settle disputes in an appeal to a jury for decisions. The duty of the lawyer is to seek compromise and to achieve it where possible is not usually understood by laymen. In providing services to a client, a lawyer will devote a substantial amount of his time, energy, and talent to seeking a compromise solution of the dispute which involves the client. Well, that just about wraps it up for today. We're all out of time. We'll pick up these ideas and much more on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for listening. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.